USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said that it carried out a very important test this morning at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for resumption of negotiations while the North is threatening to seek a new way to get major United States concessions by the end of the year. North Korea said its resumption of nuclear and long-range missile tests depends on the United States. The test at the Sohae satellite launching ground will have an important effect on the changing strategic position of North Korea in the near future. North Korea did not say what the test included. Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said North Korea tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for intercontinental ballistic missiles. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
China is waiving punitive tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork while the two sides negotiate a trade deal. Negotiators are working on the details of a Phase 1 agreement announced in October by President Donald Trump. The two sides have raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, disrupting global trade and threatening to depress economic growth. Another U.S. tariff hike on an additional $160 billion of Chinese imports is due to take place on December 15th. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Trump administration is keeping a close eye on unrest in Iran and Iraq, but sees no immediate need to send substantial numbers of additional U.S. forces to the region. He said, "Right now, we believe we have sufficient capability in that theater to deter what we need to deter." He said he routinely reviews the adequacy of U.S. military forces in all regions of the globe. He said this also includes the volatile Middle East, where the Pentagon has already added about 14,000 troops since May. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sajak is back with that story. Here's USA's Wendy King.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery.
Carol Spinney, the big-hearted Muppeteer who climbed inside the feathered costume of Big Bird for almost half a century, passed away today. He was 85. Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected 5 Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.